Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Bullying is never acceptable.
No.
Every school must have anti-bullying policies in place,
yeah,
so that no pupil fears coming to school,
yeah,
or working online.
Right.
Working together, we can make sure every child grows up feeling confident and free to be themselves.
Right.
And stamp out bullying.
Yes. Thank you, Sir Gavin Williamson. Rather strong language, isn't it? Stamping out bullying. Yeah. We're going to smash bullying's face in. We're going to give it a Chinese burn. We're going to push it up against the hallway wall and we're going to take bullying's dinner money. That's the trouble, isn't it? Whenever you start doing what you think is a righteous vice. Yeah, we're the anti-bully police. You better do as we say. What if there are any, political, geographical, religious analogues to that kind of approach. Anyway, it was all a bit of a sudden bit of business, wasn't it? Happy Monday to you. Are you all right? How are you? It's not today. It's swanburst.com if you actually want to answer. I mean, you can just write fine if you want. And you can tweet, is that not today pod? Also, I've moved to Mastodon. Mastodon. Have you done that? It's the new Twitter, you know. I confess I am fascinated watching the Melon Musk sort of story unravel in real time. It is an extraordinary thing to watch as everybody starts leaving. And I know not everybody will start leaving, but the problem is that everyone's sort of saying, the left wing is leaving Twitter. And I saw long threads from an impassioned man, and he made a good point. He said, you know, as a white man, I must not leave Twitter because I am abandoning, reductively, all the black women to fight the fight on their own, and I can't be an ally if I leave. And my feeling is it's just a website. We could all just leave. We don't really have to engage. And also, if we do leave, it won't work. You know, the number of times they've tried to set up... Finally,
it's a social media platform that reflects my views.
That's not how they talk, actually. It's much more mannered than that. And I can't... I'm not drunk enough. But... the trouble is they all go over there, the right wingers or whatever, and realise that without someone to have a row with, it's kind of a bit, there's nothing going, what do you talk about, you know? Well, I just put up a new American flag in front of my house with a spotlight shining on it brightly every night. And everyone can join. Well, good for you. Anybody want to talk about abortions? All right. No. Okay. There's nothing. Nothing to talk about, is there? We need each other. You know, this is the problem. It's a symbiosis. You know, if you haven't got the fight, if you're not trying to stamp out bullying, if you're not trying to take bullying by the throat and squeeze it tight so it feels like a pig in a CO2 bath, vainly fighting against the bars, thrashing around with its lungs burning, trying to live, but failing for your bacon. You know, well, what's life worth living for? Here's a story. I don't know if you read Clickhole. I love Clickhole. It's very funny. I think it's probably a website. It's probably on Twitter. It is on Instagram. Do you do Instagram? It's at JKapp. And say hi. Fine. Say whatever you want. I thought this was a parody story. I saw it this morning and thought, oh yeah, it's a funny idea. And it was like VR headset, you know, if you die in the game, you die in real life. And I thought, yeah, cute. This is sort of funny idea. No. The guy who created Oculus, which is like the preeminent VR headset that there is, you know, this is like the goggles you strap on, you know, with little televisions beaming directly into your brain. The guy who started that up has genuinely created a virtual reality headset that intentionally will kill you if you die in the game. This is from The Independent. His name is Palmer Luckey. I got one question for you. He's called it the Nerve Gear. The system aims to closely tie people's virtual life to their real one by bringing them both to an end at the same time. If someone dies in a virtual reality game or experience while wearing the headset, then they will be killed in real life at the same time, Mr. Luckey said. I mean, so it says it does so by detecting the specific shade of red that shows when a person dies. I don't quite know what that means. Meaning that developers could easily integrate the system. Once that red shows, I'm guessing this is a specific game. I think whoever's written this article doesn't really know what they're talking about. I think they were on a deadline. Work experience. Anyway, once that red shows, three explosive modules explode, quote, instantly destroying the brain of the user. He says he'd make it impossible to remove or destroy the headset so that you'd be stuck inside virtual reality. He said, it's just a piece of office art. But he said, the idea of tying your real life to your virtual avatar has always fascinated me. There's nothing wrong with this guy. He didn't need therapy. You instantly raise the stakes to the maximum level and force people to fundamentally rethink how they interact with the virtual world and the players inside. It's like a bad episode of Black Mirror, isn't it? He says, pumped up graphics might make a game look more real, but only the threat of serious consequences can make a game feel real to you and every other person in the game. This is an area of video game mechanics that has never been explored, despite the long history of real world sports revolving around similar stakes. Sounds good, doesn't it? I don't think there's any problem with any of this. He said that the Nerve Gear was built using, quote, explosive charge modules I usually use for a different project. Which may be related to that work. I feel like that's a seller that we should probably all go and check out.
You can WhatsApp JCAP on 07862 032 654.
Indeed you can, or I'm on Mastodon. Mastodon. What are we doing? Why don't we just walk away? Anyway, you can also email. It's not today at swanburst.com. I wish you could fax, but sadly I do not have a KCOM account. Alex says, dear Jake, what a delight it was to experience your unexpected vocal incursion thrusting into my aural cavities last week. Oh, Alex, you made it sound so much more exciting than it actually was. I've missed writing nonsense emails for you to read out, which are definitely not coded messages for a network of agents. Please do pass along to the advertisers that after another 40 or so listens, I will definitely be considering buying a Peloton or possibly a Pelican. Come on, Pelican! Let's do this! It's me. They just get me. They know. Come on, Pelican! Let's get them fish inside our gullets, yeah? I have a few submissions for your Shades of Grey catalogue. Yes, I was talking about grey cars and how suddenly grey is supposedly interesting. He suggests the colours. Yes, let's make grey sexy. Okay. Lusty bull elephant grey. I love that. Overly tight erotic equipment that's cutting off circulation grey. Yeah, I could make that work. Rock hard slabs grey. And of course, John Major's hair glinting in the autumn sunlight while tucking into a curry grey. Amazing. Also on the subject of low-priced movie franchise or TV franchise tie-in theme parks, he says, I recently visited Midsummer Murders World. It's amazing. John Nettles. No, that's not John Nettles, is it? I was thinking of Midsummer. No, was I? I don't know what I'm talking about. Someone said Bergerac World, and now I'm thinking, wasn't that anyway, which I can heartily recommend. I can't remember exactly where it is, but just do a Zoopla search for properties above £1.5 million in Surrey. Pick a cluster out in the open country, and off you go. For the true interactive experience, I just post some skimpy ladies' underwear and or a box of poison mince pies through a few letterboxes at random, sit back and watch the fun. All the best, Alex. P.S. What do we think is up with Melon Musk? I mean, genuinely. Genuinely, it's... You know what? I can tell you what it is. And it's interesting because one of the first... And this isn't a brag. It is a brag. Sorry. One of the first people to follow me on Mastodon, was Chris Addison. The comedian, actor, director, amazing, all-round polymath guy. Now, I interviewed him on a radio show once. And I said to him, because he'd got really big. He was doing a tour. He's promoting his tour. And I said, you know, here you are. You're doing incredibly well. I said, how do you kind of keep your own counsel now? Because now everyone around you isn't going to dare to tell you if something's not quite funny enough because you're important and powerful now. So how do you know if what you're doing is funny? You know, what, you know, can you trust the people around you now to tell you if something's good enough? He was very nice about that question. I mean, what I really should have said is, you're just so funny and amazing. But, you know, he's very thoughtful about that question. And I think that, interestingly, or perhaps in a sort of tie-in way, this is the problem with Melon Musk. He's so powerful. If he is the richest man in the world, no one around him is going to tell him that his tweets aren't that fascinating. His content is not worth 40 billion. Because I read an article talking about this, because I'm so curious about the whole the psychology of it. And the guy writing it said, well, here's a man who just purchased himself for $40 billion, because what is Twitter but the input of its users? And as arguably his most the most high profile user, he's basically placed a value on himself and his own tweets of 40 billion. And in a way, he's right. You know, that it is an ego at work there. And so that's the syndrome of someone saying, you know, I sort of have a sort of character thing that I've never really done anything with, but, you know, sort of some guy who's got an Audi sort of says, yeah, I've actually worked out on paper, and I am, you know, in terms of my net worth, I am worth 8.2 million, you know, in terms of my worth. It's like, no, you're not. You're not. So, I mean, no one is. You couldn't even render... I mean, how much fat can you render out of Jeff Bezos? I was thinking, like, what sandwich do you eat for lunch? Like, if you're a multi-billionaire, how good a sandwich can you conceivably eat for lunch? Anyway, so Elon Musk is in his bubble, surrounded by people saying, oh God, you're brilliant, you're amazing, you're so funny. There's that footage that was doing the rounds of him just doing a little dance on a red carpet thing, and everyone going, oh my God, that's so cool and funny. It's like, no, because you have money, that becomes sort of interesting. But if you take the money away, there's nothing in there that anyone is really that interested in. I'm not saying, you know, he's substandard. I'd say he's just ordinary. Banal. And so I think that's the problem, is that he's ended up having this belief reinforced that he's something terrific, and that therefore Twitter is something terrific if he buys it. If that makes any sense. You didn't ask for quite such a long answer, I don't think, Alex. Sorry about that. Anyway, Darren says, sexy grey names. Isn't the answer to that usually Helen Mirren, especially when she's playing, puffs out chest, stands up, La Queen! I mean, yes, that's a good idea. The Mirren Grey, yours, etc. Darren, Dublin. Thank you, Darren. And Rick says, grey cars. Hi, Jake. Following Monday's podcast, I had a look at some grey car colours on the old interweb. Ferrari do a grey colour called Grigio Scuro. I don't do Italian. It translates as dark grey, which, like many things in Italian, they sound great initially, but turn out to be very boring. For example, the Maserati Quattroporte means four doors. Ciao, Rick. Ciao indeed. I remember reading in Kenneth Williams' memoirs the observation that Joe Green Sounds an awful lot better when you describe it as Giuseppe Verdi.
He wrote some lovely tunes, Joe Green.
Anyway, look, I'm going to leave it there because, well, I've got nothing else. My kid's off sick. And I said happy Monday, didn't I? I got no handle on this week. Nothing. Anyway, what about Bolsonaro in Brazil or Argentina or wherever it was? I'm sorry. I'll be back on Friday. I hope you'll join me then. We're going to play another round, I think, of Celebrity Soup of the Day. Maybe we'll play it with Rick. Ricardo. Made myself cringe a little bit there. I'm sorry about that. Anyway, it's not today at swanburst.com. If you want to get in touch, find me if you can on Mastodon. I don't know how that works. I don't know how you do it, but it's Jake Yam. Or you can do at Not Today Pod while Twitter still exists. All right. Have a great Monday. Or whatever it transpires to be. I'll see you on Friday. Bye.
This has been a Swanburst Media production.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.